Happy Monday, Morena. How are you doing? I hope you had a lovely weekend. I had a lovely weekend watching my son doing gorgeous martial arts. Oh, I tell you, it's funny, isn't it? You end up with these children and you end up doing shit you never thought you'd do. Never imagined myself as a martial arts parent. That was not on my list of things that I thought I would do in my older age. You know, isn't it weird how you end up with these people come into your life and then all of a sudden you find yourself in a weird fucking environment with full of, and you're thinking, how did I get here? Isn't it cool? I quite like it. It's quite magical. And you don't have any control over it, you know? Like, I think when I was little, I thought, you know, when I was young, I thought, oh, I know what my children will be like and I know what they'll wear and how I'll dress them and what they'll eat and the sorts of books they'll read. Fuck, none of that worked out, did it? Anyway, they just do their thing, become themselves. I love that. Isn't that the greatest work we do? Becoming ourselves. It's one of my favourite things. And it's one of the weirdest things is helping or watching your children become themselves. But I really like it. And I've been doing this a while now, this parenting malarkey, and I really like it. And I'm very invested in my children's becoming. What they're becoming. I don't want to control it. I worked out a long time ago that wasn't going to happen. But anyway, I spent a whole weekend in Auckland at the New Zealand Taekwondo Nationals, and it was lovely, full of all these bloody hardworking, talented, amazing people, and then all these hardworking, amazing, generous, and dedicated parents. It was cool. I liked it. Anyway, and we're building up to the world champs, which is a very fucking big deal, but that's another story. Now, I'm sitting having my meeting. Did you know, I suddenly went, it's not that many days left. What has happened to the year? How did we get to nearly September? Like, the daffodils are here, have you seen, and the lambs. And I'm thinking, shit. And I worked it out. I just did some counting for you. We're 129 days till the end of the year. 129 days. Now, 121 days, 0.6, is a third of the year. So we're at two-thirds in. What about that? Two-thirds of the way in. That'll get you moving, won't it? I'm like, shit, how did that happen? I felt like the Easter Bunny was just here the other day, and nope, boom, now the daffodils are here. That's what happens. So what's happening? I'm looking at my calendar, and do you know what I'm doing this week? I'm pretty excited because I'm preparing to do nothing. I've got a busy week, but I'm preparing for a weekend of rest. So lots of meetings today, lots of organising for the, you know, getting the work sorted for the rest of the 129 days. That's a big job today. And then tomorrow's appointment day. As you get older, you have so many fucking appointments, I tell you. So I've got new glasses, new hearing aids, I tell you, all the things. I've got all the stuff. The amount of shit that I stick on the top of my ears now. And when I got my new glasses, I didn't check. And the little handles that sit on your ears, mine are thicker, and they clash with the hearing aids, and now I need my ears extended. So anyway, I've got, I'm picking up new lenses for the glasses, got new batteries in the hearing aids, got new hearing aids. Oh, I tell you, the seeing and the sighting. So that's important. You've got to be able to see and you've got to be able to hear. I always bang on about hearing aids. Go get some. They're amazing. I've had mine for fucking ages and I love them. And then Wednesdays, more meetings and more mentoring and more worky stuff. I'll just be in the office preparing myself. And then I'm going to the movies, which is exciting. I'm going to an artsy fucking film festival, gorgeous movie. Isn't that lovely? My daughter organised that, so I can't wait to see that. I'm going to see the life story of Jeff Buckley, the musician. Quite like a life story. Bit of inspiration. That'll be Wednesday night. And then Thursday, I'm in Christchurch speaking at an event, whizzing down. Whiz, aeroplanes and all that. Love it. So I'm excited about that because I get to be on stage and I get to inspire a whole pile of people, which is the whole fucking reason I'm alive. So that's exciting. And then I'm going to whiz home, whip up some dal, fill my car with cushions, fill my car with blankets, and then I'm off for a rest weekend. I've got a friend who's been having a very hectic time, and we've been swapping notes, and we're going off for a self-care weekend. Isn't that exciting? Like a weekend where you do nothing. So I'm really into restorative yoga. I'm really into rest. What that means is I'm just going to lie down and rest. So we've made a deal. We're going to pack up the car with food and with, you know, blankets and bolsters. And we've rented, so you don't have to spend a lot of money to do this shit. We've got a little cottage and we're just going to lie down. That's all we're going to do. We're going to take journals and food and blankets, and we're not going to go anywhere. We may just not even clean our teeth. We may just roll around on the floor and just be grubs. We may not. I don't know. But I'm bloody excited. Self-care, you know, self-care is not a bubble bath. Self-care is sometimes putting yourself first, like making important decisions and standing up to people and saying, I'm going to go away because on the other side of this weekend, I'll be better. And I'm sick of everyone else being a priority in my life. And I'm going to give myself a couple of days where I'm the priority, where I'm going to do whatever I want and just deeply rest. How good is that? You know, I was thinking about the fact that convicted criminals get time off for good behavior. So why don't we? Why don't we get time off for good behavior? I've been very good lately. I deserve all the time off. So how nice is that? Now, my yoga teacher, Neil, he always shared this beautiful quote with me that I really like. It's a Spanish proverb of how wonderful is it to rest and then do nothing afterwards. Isn't that lovely? Because I don't know about you, but if I get a moment to rest, I go, oh, I'll just have a wee rest. And then I'm like, oh shit, right, enough of that lying around, Lisa, giddy up, off we hop. And then you're rushing back into life. And I'm like, what if we just rested? It's so counter kind of cultural, isn't it? It's not normal for us to want to rest. And we think, oh, you know, when you rest, do you go, oh my God, I'm so lazy. I've been lying here all day doing nothing. And it's a bad thing. When did doing nothing become a bad thing? So I think sometimes you've got to make dedicated time to do nothing. Now, if you're not good at, when I wasn't good at this, I had to learn. And I took myself off and I learnt at retreats and things. But I tell you how to start. Just give yourself an hour and go, I'm going to do nothing. For 1 hour, I'm going to do nothing. Make a cup of tea, get a blanket. Don't put the telly on. Just do nothing. Just lie on the floor. Just lie there. It'll be really hard in the beginning because your brain's going, oh, shit, you forgot to hang the washing out. Oh, I knew you shouldn't have done that. Oh, you forgot to buy the cat food. What have you done? You know, your head will go mental. But you just get better and better at it. You might fall asleep. I set an alarm. I give myself a deadline and then I set an alarm because then I don't have to be worried about, oh, I can't go to sleep because what if I nod off? So I just set a very loud alarm right next to my head, which isn't helpful because you wake up with a start. But anyway, that's what you need to do. Give yourself blocks of time to do nothing. You'll be so much better on the other side of it. You'll think better. You'll come up with better ideas. You'll be calmer. It is weird in the beginning, I'm not going to lie, but it's a really good thing to do. And maybe you could do that. Maybe not the whole weekend. Maybe you haven't got a whole weekend you can put aside at the moment because it's short. I've only haven't given you much notice, have I? But you could just, you know, grab an afternoon and lock yourself away and just lie down. You could just go to a friend. If you've got a friend who's going away, go to her house. You know, it doesn't have to be something you spend heaps of money on. But that's what I'm doing. Because I'm building up to a very busy September and a very busy year. September and October are hectic as. So I'm like, how can I just take this last week of August and spin it into self-care gold just to make myself better? I love that question. What can I do that's going to make me better? Well, I'm going to rest. That's what I'm going to do. And I'm going to get organized. I'm going to get my ears working, get my eyes working, tick off a whole lot of meetings, go and be marvelous in Christchurch. Fuck, I'll be marvelous. I can feel it already. I've been writing a presentation. I love it. I love creating presentations, especially for special groups. And these guys are all like business owners and it's going to be awesome. I love business owners. Being a business owner is hard. So that's what I'll be doing. So there you go. What do you need to rest? Where could you get a little half an hour of rest? And have you got enough time to rest and then do nothing after? Give yourself some time off for good behaviour. Hey, at least give yourself a pat on the back. Buy yourself a little cake. Say, well done. I think that's what we need. Just before the lambs and the daffodils completely get here, you've got one more week before spring is sprung. And see, when spring's here, you've got to start being springish, don't you? Well, not this week. It's your last week to hunker down. Last week of August. Off you go. Get a blanket. I'll see you soon. Bye.